This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I lost my waist. I had a waist. I never thought it was that tiny a waist. I remember we used to, in the 80s, use tape measures and go, I am a 36, 24, 36. I had big tissue. I have a small waist compared to the boobies, of course, and the butt. Don't anymore. And people say, yeah, it's because you had babies. No, I got my waist back down again after the babies. But then things changed. Started getting some hot flashes, and all of a sudden, wow, body changed. Men, too. You get more around the middle. And it's not healthy. Having a bigger belly and extra body, those fat around your organs and in that mid area is not healthy. Now, many of us have seen, you know, our family members, and I always thought I would never look like my grandma or my mom when she struggled with weight and all that. So a lot of it is genes. A lot of it is age. But there's a few other things that's happening. One is our cortisol. Our cortisol will cause fat deposits around the belly. So even though you have to keep up on your diet and your exercise, you need to decrease your stress. Those of us with very high-stress jobs or high-stress lives, we will make cortisol. And that will, one, cause us to stress eat. But two, it'll deposit, it could contribute to some of the fat that's depositing. Now also, what we're eating, trans fats, right? Fats that raise our LDL cholesterol and that add extra fat and calories to us, not the best choice. In fact, a study has come out saying that the Mediterranean diet is one of the best diets all around, but it also can help decrease our fat gain and our not only the muscle loss that we lose, but as well as the abdominal fat. The study was published in JAMA Network Open on October 18th to look at whether the diet could prevent cardiovascular disease, but they also added, as part of their study, let's look at your body composition over a three-year period. And the results showed that an energy-reduced, lower-calorie Mediterranean diet, as well as increased physical activity, did reduce age-related weight gain and muscle loss. They looked at 1,500 middle-aged and older participants who were overweight or had obesity and metabolic syndrome, separated them into two groups, looked at one on a Mediterranean diet, reducing their calorie intake by 30% and increasing physical activity. The second group followed the Mediterranean diet without calorie restrictions or changes in physical activity. And the first group that actually exercised and lowered their calories experienced clinical meaningful changes in body composition. A 5% or greater improvement in fat mass, visceral or belly fat mass, loss of lean muscle. Only after 1 year. Now, I'm not really sure how well the other group did. But Mediterranean diets are vegetables, seeds, whole grains, fish, nuts, legumes, beans, and the healthy fats like avocado, olive oil. It's not steak and potatoes and cheese. So the Mediterranean diet has for years been found to do amazing for your mental health, for your physical health. and having less sugars and eating more vegetables instead of fruit seemed to do better. And so, you know, this body fat we have, you know, there's a few things going on. You know, one is we don't have the muscle and the metabolism like we once did. You are able to see older individuals get that stomach back. They have to work really, really hard. Me, I lost a lot of the muscle when I had the hernia surgery and then that bad mesh and then it ruined the muscle and it was a cluster and a seventh. So I don't think I could ever get the muscle back. But the reason why we do get that belly appearance is because we lose our abdominal muscle strength. So you do need to exercise. You got to be careful. I don't like crunches and sit-ups as without making sure that your back is okay, because you could blow a disc sometimes especially with sit-ups. But doing stomach exercises, and there's a lot of them where you could protect your back, I think is extremely, extremely helpful. You got to watch what you eat. And when fat deposits around the intestines, I think it also causes bloating. So not only is it, quote-unquote, belly fat, but when you get fat around your organs, one, they don't work well, and two, they get pretty inflamed. So, you know, if you were able to cut your calories, eat healthier foods, exercise more, you will lose weight. When people say, I just don't lose, I get it. I mean, I have to basically starve to lose weight. But you will lose. You have to, though, be able to increase your muscles. And sugar, fake food, processed foods doesn't help you do that. You want to increase your metabolism, you increase your muscle. Because every fiber of your muscle burns energy, burns ATP. So even while you sleep, you could lose weight if you have more muscle. So you need to get toned. And I get it, a lot of us, you know, we got arthritis and neck and hip pain and back pain. Well, then build up your arm muscle. You could build up muscles in the areas that don't hurt. And the funny thing is I've had some really, really bad knee issues. Every time I exercise, it manages a hell of a lot better. But you gotta move. Yeah, I think there was a study saying if you do an extra 3,000 steps a day, that could help lower your blood pressure. I know they're getting away from that 10,000 step number, and they want people to not just go, okay, I'm at 10,000, I stop. Just try to get more steps in. Make it a goal. You don't have to. If you don't want to go to the gym, you don't have to go to the gym. If you don't want to run a marathon, you don't have to run a marathon. But the more you can move and document that, the better. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you've ever seen a map of Israel compared to all the surrounding countries, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, it's mind-boggling how tiny a sliver of land they have. They are approximately the size of Jersey, if we don't include the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, much less than New Jersey. I believe New Jersey is about 19,211 square kilometers. Israel, if it encompasses all of the territories, 21,000. But Israel, New Jersey, I always learned Israel is about the size of Rhode Island, but it's a small area. And as we're seeing them being hit on multiple fronts, a lot of us, just like we talked about last week, we look like we are on the brink of a global war. And is this the start of World War III? So we asked some of you guys, let's go to the phone lines and hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Doc Dally, you are kind of at a more reasonable hour, and I'm happy for you. You're still in big competition, but I know you're tough enough. The politics, well, we're on the brink of World War III, and you're listening to an old soldier. My father was a colonel. My great-great-grandfather's brother was Franklin Pierce. That was the president, or two presidents before Lincoln. And when his son died, he kind of lost it. Understand it. That's not what I called. I just, it's happy to hear your voice. And it's just that there's so much evil in the world. And I know what has to be done. But I'm not a corrupt general or colonel. I'm not looking for a lobbyist job with the D.C. belt. I mean, the money, but I don't know what our paper's going to be worth. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I wanted to compliment you on your new hour and maybe your new channel. So my compliments.
So sweet. You know, I we have other messages too, but let's kind of get right into it. You know, and I'm grateful for you. Thank you. And thank you for you and your service and your family service. You know, I don't want to see war. I want to see this ended as quickly as possible. But I got to tell you, you know, when I, hear from my family and from friends and you see the videos and you see, I don't think a ceasefire is coming, and I don't even know if a ceasefire is the answer even. Americans are still there. Two Americans got freed, and I guess there's some debate as to who organized their release. I think there's a influencer who said that they were the ones that helped negotiate that, but the hostages said no. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that, but thank God we got two hostages back. But I think we're at about 212 hostages, 20 of whom are American. The numbers keep changing depending on the source. And so, you know, the ground invasion is going to happen soon because we got to get the hostages. American, Israeli, there's multiple countries. A lot of these individuals are dual citizens. And with Israel, you have that dual citizenship ability. So when my father became an American citizen and learned the language and took the test and pledged his allegiance and lived in America, you still have a duty to Israel, and you want to do that duty because when you look at it, it's, I mean, that's the American helicopter pad in the Middle East. It is so tiny. And to preserve it, it takes all hands on deck. And you know, it's Israel has been able to maintain and protect itself from surprise attacks for nearly 50 years until this one. And when you have evil, and it's not that Hamas was like, oh, I'm going to go after the military base or I'm going to. They went after a peace concert and a kibbutz, who not only had nothing to do with whatever the Hamas felt they were doing politically, but was actually advocating for peace. Pretty peaceful working on a kibbutz. You farm, you make food, you help those around you and in your community. And so this was pure evil. And I know I have to be careful being biased because I'm you know, I'm half Israeli and I have family there. But, you know, when you kill kids, when you rape women, when you parade their bodies, and you attack innocent civilians, all right, that's just pure evil. And so whatever network, Iran supported or whatever, has to be broken apart. And to do this without affecting innocent Palestinians is going to be nothing short of a miracle. I know there's been a lot of discussion of U.S. and, you know, providing monetary support. And this is on the heels of Ukraine and us going into almost year two, is it, of the Ukraine war. And I supported us helping Ukraine because rather than our boots on the ground, Ukraine was fighting off Putin and preventing World War III. But now you see on multiple fronts, Israel trying to fight off Hezbollah, Hamas, Iranian-backed militants, and the northern border. Israel is in a very precarious state. And again, Israel gives America so much intelligence, gives American soldiers pretty much free rein there. And if America doesn't preserve that, they lose their ground in the Middle East. Ukraine's important too, with food and trying to hold back Putin, and they're doing a miraculous job. But I get it's a lot of money. And I get, people are asking, what do we do? How many more billions do we put into this? But as I've said before, Israel is America's helicopter pad in the Middle East. It is the safe place for Americans to land and their military to land and do what they need to do in terms of, intelligence, in terms of recon. And it's is America's vital interest. This isn't just about religion and protecting the holy, artifacts and the places of worship for Christian, Catholic, Jew, Muslim. This is a very strategic foreign policy necessity. And so you might know more about what we use Ukraine for, but for Israel, I'm telling you right now, if we don't have access to Israel because Israel no longer exists, America's in trouble. And so this is something that I do think will drag us into a world conflict. Europe as well. They understand how pivotal Israel is and how it's a safety. It's a place for safety for their soldiers and for their citizens. That safety was challenged, and we failed in terms of safety on October 7th. And that, unfortunately, means Israel has to ensure to the world that they still can control their borders and security and protect people there. How many times do people do pilgrimages? How many times do people get baptized in the River Jordan? That's on Israel to provide that protection. And yes, Israel is going to need America's support. Hopefully it doesn't involve our troops. But the propaganda and the stuff being spewed is ridiculous. And so I appreciate your guys' comments. I do not want this to be the start of World War III. I want peace as much as anybody else. Unfortunately, if there are terrorists and these are individuals that not only hate Israelis but hate Americans, for them to hold American hostages and to have killed Americans, it is going to take them being stopped for good. And I don't know what that's going to look like, especially with the ground invasion. But I pray it ends quickly, innocent lives are protected, and Israel could go back to being the beacon of safety and peace that they once were. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
This This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. U.S. Middle East envoy David Satterfield says civilians in Gaza will be getting humanitarian aid on a regular basis starting today. The first convoy of aid arrived in Gaza on Saturday, and a second convoy reached the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing yesterday. The ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee says it's necessary to provide aid to Palestinian civilians in Gaza during the Israel-Hamas war. Washington State Democratic Congressman Adam Smith said without that aid, civilians in Gaza will starve, and he doesn't want to see 2 million Palestinians die. The U.S. stepping up its military presence in the Middle East. That includes the use of air defense systems. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is taking steps to avoid a broader regional conflict. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every year a study comes out about Viagra. And good stuff. Good stuff about Viagra. And a couple years ago I told you how Viagra was found to cut Alzheimer's risk by, I think, about 69%. Well, today we have a study reiterating that, saying it could slash Alzheimer's risk by 60%. Hey, still, wow. Researchers from Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York found that Viagra, sildenafil, which we use to treat erectile dysfunction, blocks an enzyme found in the brains of those who suffer from the disease. The study looked at more than 27,000 people over the age of 65, comparing half of the participants who had been prescribed sildenafil with half who had not. Findings showed that Viagra suppresses a protein called PDE5. In Alzheimer's patients, phosphodiesterase 5 is significantly increased. And so they found that then using Viagra, now this increase in the part of the brain that manages memory, they found that sildenafil then could therefore lower somebody's risk by 60%. Now we know it helps improve blood supply, so improving blood supply to the brain could also help. And in 2020, about 6.7 million Americans aged 65 and older were found to have been living with Alzheimer's. 6.7 million Americans, and those are the people that have been examined. The number of people 65 and older diagnosed with Alzheimer's is expected to grow to 12.7 million. The study released in January also found that Viagra lowers the risk of heart disease. Or another study, it could lower the risk of heart disease in men up to 39%. We spoke about that earlier in the year. Viagra users were also 17% less likely to suffer heart failure, 22% chance of developing unstable angina, where the plaque in the coronary artery is causing. I think it's also vasospasm, where if you have plaquing and then your artery constricts, you lose blood flow, but it's not necessarily a full-blown heart attack. And there's been studies showing men who use the drugs also have longer lifespan. The risk of death dropped 25%. What I told you guys, I think back about almost 2 years ago, was that using a phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitor, right, lowered Alzheimer's by 69%. And so if it works by relaxing smooth muscle, the arterial walls of the penis to relax, it most likely helps relax other blood vessels. But I tell you, this is what I really also think is going on. Not only could the medicine be increasing blood flow, but I've said this before, and I know people hate it when I give any credit or positive feedback to a pharmaceutical company, but I'm telling you guys right now, Pfizer Pharmaceuticals and their Viagra, I know some of you guys are a little upset with them and the vaccine, COVID vaccine. I appreciate the COVID vaccine, but I get pharmaceutical companies make money, but I have always said I really credit Pfizer with saving millions of men's lives because their product, Viagra, got men to come to the doctor. And I told you in the 90s when I was taking care of patients and in training, women would come in saying, I would like this new medication, Viagra. And I would say, I'm sorry, it's not for women. You know, you're having some low sex drive. They go, yeah, but that's not why I want to get the Viagra. My husband wants it. I go, okay, that's fine. Have him come in. Oh, no, he won't go. My husband will never go to the doctor. My father was like that too, never wants to go to the doctor. They just don't go. And I'm like, but I can't give you the Viagra without him coming in. Well, why not? Well, because if he's having blood flow issues to the penis, I want to make sure he's not having blood flow issues to the heart. And once I know his heart is healthy, he's not on medications that can interact with it, and that the only issue he has is the erectile dysfunction, I could go ahead and prescribe it that day. And then the husbands would come in reluctant because they're like, first, I don't want to go in and have a physical. Number two, I don't want to ask for wee-wee medicine. But then, you know, society was pretty open about it, going, oh, hell yeah, it makes it better. And boy, did guys get over their embarrassment of it. And so then men would come in saying, I want Viagra. I'm like, okay, good. Let's make sure that you're getting good blood flow to the heart. And when we would find abnormal EKGs or when we would find triple vessel disease, we would get them immediately taken care of. And they could eventually go on the Viagra, but we had to check the heart. And if you notice, we had a huge drop in men dying of heart disease because they were at least getting screened. And it was miraculous, to be honest. And then you also had Cialis, and you had Levitra, and these other companies came out with drugs as well. But Pfizer's Viagra was the most popular. And you know, people say, Dr. Dahlia, why aren't you against pharmaceutical companies advertising their drugs? Well, when somebody has a condition and they treat themselves, oftentimes they could be wrong. I can't tell you how many times women would have cervical cancer, but they would be treating what they thought was a bacteria vaginosis or yeast infection over the counter. And I'm like, why didn't you come in and get seen? These purple Nexium pill commercials you see for the purple pill, I don't mind those commercials. Because if you're having chronic heartburn, pain in the chest, I want to check your heart. I also want to make sure that's not cancer or pancreatitis or an ulcer. So when they say ask your doctor about this medication, I am 1,000% in support of that. I'm not in support of, yeah, you don't have to check with your doctor. This medication will cure you. This, no, but if they're saying, look, you know, this medication might help your heartburn, but ask your doctor about it because your symptoms might not be heartburn. Your erectile dysfunction may be a symptom of a deadly heart attack about to happen. And so, you know, these pharmaceutical companies save lives. For those of you who felt that the COVID vaccine saved your life, again, that's Moderna, Pfizer, Novavax now. For those of you that didn't like it, I get it. Some of you got hurt by pharmaceutical. And I get that. I'm not in bed with pharmaceutical companies, but I have to credit what Viagra did. And it was indirectly, but getting people to come in and get checked out, amazing. So what I think is happening when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia is if you're having erectile dysfunction, then you're having blood flow issues. And if you're having blood flow issues, that could be affecting the brain. And now, because you want a Viagra prescription, you're going to the doctor. Now, once Viagra becomes over-the-counter, if it ever does, we're going to lose all that headway. And people are going to say, I'm not going in, I'm not spending the money, I don't care about the heart, I don't care. But now that you need a prescription, it helps. You know, we're really kind of debating how to try to, you know, address the 1 million abortions women find themselves needing each year. You know, what could we do to help them when it comes to sex and birth control and education and being there for support and guidance? But there's such a big push to just do birth control over the counter. And somebody could say that might help minimize the amount of abortions being done because people are then going to get birth control easier because they don't have to go to the doctor. But when somebody doesn't take the birth control right and correctly, you know, they could have an unwanted pregnancy. So, you know, I love the doctor being involved, not to make money, because you guys see what Obamacare pays us, nothing if people have high deductibles. But I just love the education about it. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are
here back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while everybody's talking about, well, we're coming up on cough and cold and flu and COVID season, I think of another season that usually kind of hits me really hard this time of year. It's the arthritis season. And I'm starting to feel a little sore. I don't know about you guys, but my knees are acting up, the ones I've injured. I notice it in my hips. Apparently, I'm not the only one. There's a study that has found that 222,000 kids have been diagnosed with arthritis. We're talking children and adolescents. Arthritis can start when you're a kid. This has been reported by the Washington Post. The finding is based on an analysis of 2017 to 2021 data from the Census Bureau's National Survey of Children's Health. Details came from the parents of 173,000 kids. And then the responses were weighted to reflect a nationally representative sample. And apparently some of these kids have swelling, tenderness of the joints, pain, stiffness. Juvenile arthritis can affect your knees, hands, feet. It could also be that your immune system is attacking the tissue in the joints. The Arthritis Foundation says right now there's no evidence that exists that food, toxins, allergies, or lack of vitamins is causing this. So we're not entirely sure, but there is juvenile arthritis affecting kids. Kids that do end up having arthritis are more likely to be overweight, have anxiety, depression, or a heart condition than those who don't have arthritis. In fact, the prevalence of arthritis among black children and adolescents is higher than those who are white. And so what do we do to treat it? Well, we try to combat the inflammation, we try to treat the stiffness and pain, and we try to keep the joints physically active using physical therapy to improve one's movement, endurance, and muscle strength. Now, in another report looking at adults from 2019 to 2021, the CDC found more than 21% of adults, about 53 million people, have been diagnosed with some form of arthritis, the toll rising to roughly half of those 65 and older with other chronic disease. So, you know what? It's higher. And I don't necessarily walk around saying I have arthritis. I don't think there's any medical record of mine that says I have arthritis. But I must, because when my knees hurt, when I hear the crippling and the clicking, when I could feel that humidity is coming and that we're going to hit a storm or the weather's going to change and get colder, obviously that means there's inflammation of the joints. Arthritis is arth, joint, itis, inflammation. So inflammation of the arth or inflammation of the joint. Like tonsillitis, inflammation of the tonsils. Orchitis, inflammation of the testicle. Mastitis, inflammation of the breast. So itis is inflammation. So when people say, oh my gosh, I have arthritis, what does that mean? Well, arthritis is a big umbrella term. Now, there's traumatic arthritis when you sprained yourself, when you twisted your ankle or twisted your knee. That's a traumatic arthritis. There's gouty arthritis where gout crystals cause the swelling and pain of your toe or knee or ankle or joint. There is autoimmune arthritis, is like rheumatoid arthritis, and psoriatic arthritis that are more immune-mediated, where your immune system causes your joints to swell and flare up. And it's debilitating. You know, for those individuals that say, I'm having an arthritis flare-up, it is debilitating because you want to move. Now, what am I doing when my knees ache and my hips ache? I exercise. I do the best I can. It might not be as strong as a workout as I usually do, but I just need to keep those joints moving. Because when you're afraid to move the joint, I think it gets more stiff. Now, some people will pop anti-inflammatories, like ibuprofen. Ibuprofen and naproxen are anti-inflammatories. They do decrease pain and inflammation better than Tylenol. Tylenol decreases pain, but it doesn't do much for the inflammation. The problem we have is you can't be taking ibuprofen or naproxen every day. multiple times a day. There are side effects to that. It could cause ulcers. It could cause heart disease, kidney disease, liver disease. It's not the safest thing. So people say, well, then you know what? I'll take a steroid pack instead of Motrin, or I'll just take steroids. Do it even more so. Just because the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory causes it doesn't mean a steroid's the opposite. If you're on steroids, that can also additionally cause weight gain, cause diabetes. So if, you know, depending on what you have and what the reasoning is for your arthritis, will then steer what the best treatment is. Now, I think one of the most amazing things that really works, albeit temporarily, is ice. Cool compresses. It is amazing what the cold can do. Now, I'm not saying go out into snow, because that's what's starting to make you stiff. But using a cold compress can help with the inflammation. And then also, sometimes, the warmness, if you use a warm compress or a warm shower, that can help some of the muscle tightening around the joint. So that's why you'll hear some doctors say alternate ice and heat. Now, I don't want the ice directly on the joint because I don't want you to frostbite yourself. But like cold like frozen peas that can mold. You could mold that whole bag around. And don't worry, nobody wants to eat the peas anyway. So you could always use it as your ice pack. But I like those much better than those hard, rigid ice packs. Something that can mold around the area. I think that's great. Injections. If you have isolated joints that hurt, these steroid injections that have some numbing medicine as well may do amazing. I prevented my need to have surgery because I was able to inject my knee with a steroid like Kenalog or methylprednisolone. Actually, I like to use methylprednisolone, and it worked out really, really nice. And why? Because, well, it decreases the inflammation. And if it decreases the inflammation, then you hurt less. And why are you hurting? Why is there inflammation? Well, because the body wants to protect that joint. So when you sprain your ankle or sprain your knee, it immediately fills up with fluid so you don't move it. Because if you did tear it or something, the body doesn't want you making it worse. So the body doesn't want you using it. But if it's non-traumatic and it's inflammatory, sometimes just keeping the plumbing moving and, you know, works really, really well. Or an injection in the area. There's also PRP, where we'll use your blood cells or stem cells and stem cell injections to help heal things that could be torn. Now, some of our osteoarthritis, the wear and tear, it's because I used to run, ski. I wore out a lot of my joints. And once that cartilage goes, you start to get bone on bone. Well, there's Synvisc or hyaluronic acid injections that will give that little bit of cushion and shock absorption. But sometimes you just need an outright replacement of the joint. Because there's so much arthritis, there's no way to replace the cartilage. Years ago, there was a study done out of England where they were going to take a person's cartilage where they had a bunch of cartilage in one body part and then grow it to put cartilage in the knee. They're still studying it. For some reason, we're not able to do cartilage transplants. But you know how good that would be to be able to just put the cartilage in there? We're just not there yet. So some of us then end up with joint replacements. All right, that's a review of arthritis. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
This
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.